is George.
And this is Donna.
And this is Currently with George and Donna. Today we're talking about...
Cold weather. We didn't even plan that. How did you know I was going to do that?
Because this is live. This is a podcast. This is live. The juices are flowing. I'm on fire.
Ooh, it'd be cozy if you were on fire.
Yeah, you'd use me for warmth.
Guess what? Currently, it's cold.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I'm not doing that. Don't even start.
Isn't there something in public, in the social world, about that song?
Yeah, because it's borderline.
I'm not going to let you outside in the cold. Yeah. I'm going to protect you from being cold.
I don't even want to say the word because the word has a stigma, but the R word, you know? The sexual assault word, the R word. It has a Ari kind of vibe about it. That whole song is like, she's like, but it's cold. He's like, but you're going to stay.
I was like, what's he doing to her in the show? Roofie? They had roofies back
then? That too. Yes, you're exactly right. It gives off a...
At one point during the song say, hey, take a little pill inside, because it'll warm you up.
I think he does say something about having another drink. He says something like, have another drink, or something like that, and it's like... Is there a roof there? We don't know. Anyway, babies, we have digressed in a big way, right out the hopper. Yeah. This has gotten super uncomfortable.
We're going to now de-escalate. So the rest of the show, you can turn it off here. This is the height of the show.
You know,
we're going to go backwards.
You know the movie Ace Ventura, when they bring him to the... where's the place they bring him so they could look through the, it's like the asylum's records or something that he goes to, mm-hmm. but he pretends to be a football player, but then he does everything in reverse and he's like, well, we need to do that to the first part of this.
Okay. We'll just play the clip. There you go.
There you go.
That was the clip.
Did you hear the clip?
It was no audio. It was just video.
Anyway, let's backtrack. Cold weather. Dang, George, how did we get off on such a weird tangent when we're starting to talk about cold weather?
Because I think it was like, what should we talk about? Do you think we'll have enough with cold weather to talk about? And then it was just like, sure, let's just do it, as we do with everything. Let's have a couple drinks and let's roll with it. And then this is what happens.
All right. I have a legit question.
Sure.
You grew up in New York City,
mm-hmm.
in the Northeast,
mm-hmm.
typically cold.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in New Orleans, where we'd be lucky if we get a couple, if we get like 2 30-degree or lower days a year, just one day mm-hmm. a year, then that's a pretty good solid winter, I feel mm-hmm. like. So growing up as a kid, seeing as you had so many cold days, what do you remember about that time? Did they fly by? Was summer a bigger event to you than winter?
Well, winter was garbage and I hated
it. Oh, okay. Well, moving on. Next topic. No.
No, I hated it. I used to, when I was younger, it used to be so cold so often that I would, like, even as a little kid, I'd be like, I'm going to spend some winters away from New York summer when I'm older. Like, in my mind, I wasn't moving away permanently. It was only during the winter I was going to go.
So you were going to have a winter house.
A winter house.
So some people get summer houses, but you were going to have a winter house.
Winter house to get away from it and then come back to New York. So I never thought that I'd leave it permanently, but it was awful. There were some times, because you do public transportation mostly there.
Right.
You know, some people, I mean, obviously there were cars and things, but at my income level.
You were making an income?
Public transportation, because I used to work at Best Buy for a while.
Oh.
And I used to have to take public transportation there. And it was a weird zone where, like, none of the trains made it to that location. So you had to do a bus. And the bus were, I mean, awful. Awful, awful in New York. Never on time. Don't believe that schedule. I mean, they just, and sometimes you would miss them As you're walking like half the block down, you would see the bus take off and you'd be like, there'll be another one. And then 3.5 hours later, people are calling the police looking for you. What? Because it's so bad.
I would like to take this opportunity to personally apologize to anybody who's mama who drives a New York City public transportation bus. George is in no way talking about you personally. Mm-mm. It's just the luck of the draw of driving in traffic in New York City. Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. It wasn't the bus drivers. Sure. That were causing sure. that.
There's a listener out there, and one of them's a bus driver, and they're pretty pissed up until now.
No, he's not talking about the bus drivers. He's talking about the nature, the beast, yeah, the beast that is New York traffic. New York.
And so I remember sitting on the bench waiting for the bus, all like huddled up, hoping that the wind wouldn't pick up. And it's taking forever, and I'm tired and exhausted and just being mad and saying, I'm going to spend winters away from New York. Now, when it snowed, that first day is beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, it's yeah. amazing. It almost, like, makes you forget just how horrible mm-hmm. it is. And then, like, the next day, when people are like, I got to get to work, because I didn't understand that concept growing up.
Right.
Why are you in a rush? Because they got to pay bills.
Well, let me ask you this. Did you guys have snow days? Or was it like, nah, suck it up and go to school anyway? Or did you have snow days?
I felt
days?
Like my school was the one that when they would announce schools that are closed, the one that was open. PS120. I'm like PS129. And it's like PS127 closed. PS128 closed. PS130 closed. PS131. I was like, what? Yeah, I was typically... It was bad, like my zone schools.
You guys were like, all right, PS125, close. PS160, Grover Cleveland Elementary, sponsored by 7-Eleven, open.
If 7-Eleven's open, Grover Cleveland is open. All right, kids, enjoy school, get that education. You will be running a franchise one day in your
but
life.
But remember... Every kid that attends Clover, what is it? What was it?
Grover Cleveland.
Grover Cleveland gets a free chili dog at lunch.
Chili dog day, don't miss chili dog day. What's that? Oh, the truck has broken down because of the snow. No chili dog today, guys. Bread. Everybody gets bread today.
And it's not a hot loaf. It's a frozen loaf of bread.
Frozen loaf of bread.
That's too funny.
The ovens have been iced out by the snow that continually falling outside. Can barely see 6 feet ahead of you. Enjoy school, kids. Yeah, that'd be my school. So I can't remember many days where it canceled out. But I used to love it. And then my friends and I would shovel snow for money. Mm. So I had some great experiences because every year we got better. And it was really only the first day that it snowed that you got to maximize that, because after that, the roads were done. People paved their houses for the rest of the snow that would come down and whatever. But that first day where...
Wait, they paved their houses?
The pavement, the walkway.
Right.
They would shovel it.
Okay.
Themselves. So if you went the second day to shovel snow, you wouldn't find any houses.
Oh, so they needed to get it done.
Yeah, the first day was the day to do it, or you're not doing it. So you make your money then. And it was 8 of us, and we had a system, and each of us...
It was all mafia-driven, I'm sure.
Oh,
100%.
We ran it like we would take breaks. I would go get the houses down the block. Everybody would be shoveling up until then, and then we would rotate out, and then they would get the houses, we would shovel, and then at the end of the night, like, you know, a couple, 3-4 hours in, I remember the highest I ever got was $100, so there was 8 of us, 100, but the very last thing we would do is go to a pizza place, mm-hmm. we would sit, we would order a bunch of pies, a bunch of drinks. And it was just us with all our shovels in there.
Don't tell me you guys would spend your whole money that you made day.
The money, the $100, was after we did that.
Oh,
but we took
the
bunch of it and made sure that that was the last thing, the first thing that we did. And then we would split the money afterwards. But I learned all kinds of tricks. Like the first year, I wore socks. And, you know, obviously they were soaked. I was freezing afterwards. But next year, I wore socks, but I put, like, bags over them so that they wouldn't get wet. So it would still be cold.
Georgie, poor baby. Why didn't you just get waterproof boots?
baby, I live in Queens.
Don't baby me after I baby you. Seriously, you weren't getting any kind of boots that were like waterproof?
I think insulated boots. But remember, snow in New York was like to your high knees. You know what I mean? Like to your, it was pretty deep. So I don't think that really mattered as much.
I don't know. Find me a Dick's Sporting Goods in the Northeast. I'm sure they got equipment for that.
That's snow, baby.
Oh, speaking. Okay, there's a couple things I want to talk about, but the first one is I'm gonna take a sidetrack here and talk about snow in New York City and the fact that you just said your socks will get wet. Okay, we got a listener out there. I know for sure, my niece Katie, who came to visit me when I moved up to New York City, and I just first started dating little baby Georgie. Little 22, 23-year-old little baby Georgie. My niece and nephew came to visit me, and it just happened to be, it was in March. So you think, you know, March is not that bad. But we happened to have like a blizzard that year. So we had a lot of snow in late February, early March. Then they came to visit. Well, all of the snow is like melting. There's still a ton of snow on the ground, but it's like just warm enough to where it's melting, and it created this sludge all over the city.
Yeah.
Well, I say to George, my little boyfriend, I said, my niece and nephew's coming into town to visit. I want to take them to see the sights because they haven't been here. I think they were like, 13 and 11 or...
The babies.
12 and 14, somewhere in that age bracket. Which basically meant they were silent and just looked at you when you asked the question. You're like, you like New York? And they would just look at you. Well, how do you like it so far? Again, stares. Why are you having fun? And then you get like a nod, like a yes nod or a no nod. And then, don't even try and ask them about like, what's school like back at home? Oh, Lord. It's just like.
Shut up, Donna.
It's like pulling teeth. Like, all right. You like it? I guess. What's your favorite part? Math. It's just like, you know, kids that age, it's just like tough to communicate with them. Also, I'm weird and I don't communicate well with kids. We saw an episode of SNL recently that's like, do you need help communicating with children? I feel like that was me. But anyway, I digress. So they came to visit me and I was like, I got an idea. I'm going to take them all over the city to see the traditional sites like the Empire State Building and Statue of Liberty and stuff like that. But I'm also going to take them, like, ice skating and walking around. So my new boyfriend, Georgie, is like, I'll come with. So I'm like, sweet. This will be a fun opportunity for them to meet George and have fun in the city. It's a slush. Everywhere we walked on every street was a slushy of mud and melting ice and snow. We went ice skating at Central Park, had a great time, then we leave, and poor George's Puma sneakers are just doused with cold, slushy water.
Because I was adept enough at navigating the slushy streets with sneakers.
Right.
New Yorker, knew what to avoid. But I guess because I was like... new boyfriend, an entertainment guy. I just kind of let my guard down.
You went with the flow?
I went with the flow, and I slept into a big slush. Because it looked like pavement. It looked exactly like pavement.
Right.
Like you can ride a car across it.
Oh, there's a topic for this episode, black ice. It doesn't even look like it's a sheet of ice that you're going to slip on. It looks like regular pavement, but you'll just
I went right through it. And, of course, I played it cool, but I was dying the whole time.
Aww.
There's nothing like a part of your body that's cold and wet to really ruin your day.
Tell me about it.
You know? Especially if you have to endure. You can't just go home. Well, that happened to my friend. We used to cut school. Kids don't take my advice. I mean, in my example in cutting school. But we used to cut school.
Wait a minute. Was that a Freudian slip? Do you want kids to take your advice to cut school?
I said what I said, Donna.
I knew that's what you really meant.
But we used to cut school, and especially like on really cold days and things like that, where we just didn't feel like being in school, we would like explore the city or explore Central Park. And one time we went out there and it was really cold. And there was like leaves on the ground or whatever by the water. And my friend like went to walk on it, you know, to get like, because there was these rocks and you could climb on the rocks and get to different locations and kind of better vantage points. And he stepped right through. And I remember I was already on the rock and he was coming towards me. And I guess he was a shorter guy, so he didn't make a big of a leap as I did. And he stepped right into it and pulled him up. So.
Oh, was he what the Sears catalog used to call husky?
No, no.
To where he just broke right through that ice?
No, he was just short.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I pulled him up and he was freezing. And so what we did was there was like a bird observatory or something in Central Park.
What was that?
Bird observatory.
Okay.
Yeah, did I stutter?
You did.
And we like went inside, we hung out, and he like on the slide took off his shoes and his socks and like placed them on the heater on the first floor.
Oh my goodness.
It was pretty funny. But I've had some good times in New York. It's just, it's horrible when it's cold. Can't do nothing. If you got to travel outside, now here when it gets cold, I mean, it's awesome. You're in your car, in your house, you know.
So here growing up, I'll go back to that. For me growing up, Avi did not have snow days, okay? I can remember one time in like 1988 or something that there was snow on the ground. Oh, and I think my sister listens, Tina, shout out. She may or may not remember this, but there was like, it was like 1988, 1989. I would have to check to see like when it happened, but it snowed here. That's my first memory of seeing snow happen. And of course it was New Orleans snow, so it was like barely, like it happened, it may have been a few inches and then quickly it disappeared. By the next day it was warm enough to make everything disappear, you know. But I remember that day we were home from school. Now my sister's 8 years older than I am, so she was always the coolest, and like I wanted to be like her and do everything she was doing, and I would go in her room and like try to put on her perfumes and her makeup and stuff like that. So she, obviously, no fault of hers because I was so much younger, she didn't want to hang out with me. Well, I remember we had a snow day in New Orleans, which like never happens. And it snowed quite a bit for this area. It was like a couple inches, I feel like. And for some reason, I can't remember my mom being there, which is odd. She must have been at work or somewhere, but I remember my dad being home. I guess it sort of makes sense because my dad was in construction my whole life. And so if it was snowing, I guess he wasn't doing construction. But maybe if my mom was like working at Sears or something, or Walmart or something, she was there, I guess. So anyway, I have this memory of me being home with my sister, who was the coolest, with my dad. And my dad's like watching TV and we have the heater on, which we never did because my dad was always hot. We have the heater on. And me and my sister playing Monopoly, which she never played games with me ever. It was like the bane of her existence to have to play a game with me or do anything at all with me because I was so little, you know, I guess, and annoying. So I remember she played Monopoly with me, and then we went outside. We put our jackets on. We went outside and, like, played in the snow a little bit and threw it back and forth. And I remember thinking, like, oh, we have a brand new life now. Like, this is like how our lives are going to be now. And
you
basically,
like took a suitcase, you moved into a bedroom. I was like, hey, I'm here.
I went inside to my Malibu Barbie dream house and was like, okay, so now me and Tina live on this floor and we share this floor together. And then like come summertime, it's going to be us in our bathing suits, just like going to the beach. Like, so I
you said
like,
bye to all your other toys. And I, like, I'm a grown up.
I was like, I'm a grown person now. And
we played in the snow with my big sister. I'm sure you guys remember her.
Her name's Tina. I've talked about her. We played together in the snow, played Monopoly, which basically means I'm a grown ass woman now.
And there was one toy just trying to talk you off the ledge. Like,
one toy
like,
was
don't,
like,
don't do it. She's going to let go of you. You're going to change your whole life for this woman. And
this woman.
For this woman. And you're going to come crawling back. I don't want to see you go through that pain.
And I'm like, sorry.
It's different this time.
Sorry, My Little Pony, that you're all butthurt about the fact that I don't basically need you anymore. But I don't know if you heard, but life is different now. Like,
don't I don't want to see you in that pain. It's going to hurt me as much as you.
I have a feeling they're going to let me transfer schools to high school tomorrow to let me be my sister's.
So you had big plans.
It let me be in the same class.
And the minute the sun came out, what happened?
And so, like, the next morning, it was like she was back to school. I was back to being annoying. Like, yeah.
Ooh, what was that walk of shame back into your bedroom? Unpacking your clothes.
Yeah.
Were they, like, really, like, tough with you, the toys? Were they, like...
No.
Just...
They felt pity for me. Right. It's your first taste of pity when you got to make the walk machine back to your toys the next day and go, well, that didn't work out. Unpacking your
suitcase? That's the sad part. Seeing you roll in with your suitcase.
I feel like every child, for one reason or another, no matter who you are, you could be the richest child, you could be a child in the slums of a third world country, every child has to make a walk of shame back to their toy and be like,
look,
so
life is not what I thought it'd be.
Not yet. But anyway, yeah. So aside from that day, I think maybe the next time it snowed, was maybe like when I was in college, maybe late high school for sure. One time when I was about 21, 22, but it just doesn't snow here, really. It'll do a little flutter of a little something that resembles snow. I can't remember it snowing
since I've been down here.
Yeah, I don't think it has, right?
No, I don't think so. It's gotten really cold, or cold to our standards here.
So you've been here like 9 years, and mm-hmm. it hasn't snowed a single time. That's interesting.
No. It's gotten cold to where like you got to wear like a little, even a hat at work or something, you know, you're kind of allowed.
Ah, speaking of cold weather, there's one Mardi Gras that you and I came... We were still living in New York.
Mm-hmm. I remember, yeah.
It was the Mardi Gras that the Saints went to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So this was like 2009, right?
Mm-hmm.
We just got married. We just got married, right? In September, during their season. And then they had their Super Bowl in February,
mm-hmm.
which Mardi Gras was a little early that year. It was in February. We were in New Orleans when the Saints were in Miami going to the Super Bowl because Mardi Gras was happening around the same time. That Mardi Gras was, I think, the coldest Mardi Gras we've ever been to. Would you agree?
And you kept telling me, I remember you, because it was nothing for me. We were living in New York, so it felt normal. But you kept telling me, like, it's not like... This
is uncharacteristically cold.
And now I've experienced Mardi Gras where we're just wearing t-shirts hanging out and...
Yeah.
And it was like,
freezing cold.
Yeah, it really was weird. But, I mean, for me, it didn't make a difference.
Right.
You know, I kind of didn't know till now where we've had those Mardi Gras that has been warm. That's fun.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to worry about a jacket or anything.
Yeah.
Could carry more beads, though, when you have a jacket.
That's true.
You know your obsessiveness with beads.
But the beads, when they hit your hands, when it's that cold, that one that I call into conversation, that particular one, we were at Endymion, and we were at Endymion, right? We're at Endymion. And they threw a bead at my face. That I caught. I put my hand out in front and I caught it, but the end of the bead like whipped up and hit me in the face and busted my lip. And the fact that it was that cold, my hand was burning and my lip was like on fire.
Yeah.
Because it was freezing cold out and I got busted in the lip that hard and I was like, oh my gosh, why are we even out here?
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
Yeah. We'll do maybe another. We've already done a Mardi Gras episode, I feel like, right?
We did things to do in New Orleans. Things to do in New Orleans. Maybe after Mardi Gras,
so,
we'll do one.
Yeah, maybe we'll do another Mardi Gras episode. But yeah, you got to be careful. You got to keep your head on a swivel. Like, things will bust your eye open.
So what I noticed here, the rain doesn't stop really anybody here. But rain with cold weather, where the roads get iced up and whatever, will stop a city. They will shut down.
Oh, a southern city?
Yeah.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Shut it down here. So if you get that cold weather, but without rain, you know pretty much you're going to work. But if it rained the night before, or it rained in the middle of the day or something like that, businesses are closing down. Streets are closing.
Okay, it's black ice. That's what it is. It's black ice. Like, I heard it growing up. Like, anytime it would be like, be careful for black ice. It's when the road looks like that normal asphalt road, but it has a layer of ice on it to where it blends in and it's black. You can't see it's frosted at all. You can't see that it's ice. But it looks like asphalt, so it looks black. But if you hit that with your tires, you will, like, spin out of control. So that's what drivers down here are not prepared for, is hitting patches of ice on the road. Our tires aren't built for it. Like, we don't know how to drive in it. So everybody immediately gets, like, weirded out by.
Yeah. No, I remember I worked in one of the first places when I moved down here. It was about 30 minutes away, and I had to do mostly highway. And that I'd be heading there because they're opening. Corporate company doesn't care about local weather, you know? So I was heading there and the like whole highway would be closed.
You make that sound so bad. Corporate company doesn't care about like, tonight on WJSU, corporate company has all six of his employees die on the road. They don't care. Yeah. News at six.
Yeah. Well, it's like the same with the government, right? Like, right. They don't care that Mardi Gras is happening. They're just right. Like, you got to get to work.
Right, exactly.
No, we will not let you have a comp day, you know, for it. So that was really major, but because my more recent job, I can kind of get to locally through just a couple of different local routes if I needed to. I can find a way to get to it and get there safely.
Yeah. I want to touch on one more subject before we end. And George is leaving the podcast.
No.
George is going away. Where are you going?
Thanks for calling me out. I'm just looking for something real quick.
Oh, what you looking for?
My neck thing.
You cold?
Yeah.
Oh, I turned the heater on. Give me my phone. I'll make sure the heater... That's the heater that just kicked on. Okay. Anyway. And now George is looking at me like I'm crazy for telling him something.
Yeah, thanks.
He just got up and walked away, so I was like,
what are you doing? You're grabbing that? What you doing? Grabbing another drink? You're drinking?
No, you looked around like you were, like, lost. Anyway, you guys, don't hate. It looked like George was having a stroke from it, and he was walking around like he didn't know
like
where he was
going. Like I was
going.
Having a stroke.
Yeah.
Nice.
Anyway, one more thing I want to touch on before we end is the fireplace. We have a fireplace now. We never had a fireplace before. When we were in our apartment in New York City, we never had a fireplace. When we got our first house together, we never had a fireplace. Now we have a fireplace. And one thing I always used to like to do so much at our last house was like this little fire pit. I got a fire pit at Kmart for $6, y'all.
Nice.
Oh, it wasn't a $6 fire pit, but I got it for $6. You know how? Rewards points. First of all, I found me a sale. It was like after winter time one year. So it was a fire pit on sale. And then it had Shop Your Way Rewards. It was at Kmart. And then I had a coupon. So it was like I got a gazillion dollars off of it. And I ended up buying it for $6. And that thing lasted us like, what, 2 years?
Yeah. Doing a fire pit outside was fun. It took a lot more work to get going. But having a like... fireplace indoors, and we have the gas line to it to like start it up. It's awesome. I like look forward two times when we're doing the fireplace indoors now.
Yeah. So that outdoor little fire pit was great, but it, you know, I mean, it was a little cheapo thing, and you had to really work to get it started and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But so when we moved into this house, we've talked about it ad nauseum. Like, we had to fix a lot of things in this house. We had to renovate it. So when we got around to the fireplace, last Christmas, we moved in November 6th. And we were like, oh, well, at least we can light a fire in our new fireplace. We lit a fire, and smoke started, like, kind of slowly coming into the living room. We were putting up the Christmas tree, too, which was, like, bonkers. But we're like...
Oh, we had that vision of, like... Christmas music, decorating the tree,
some
the
champagne.
Fire going.
Yeah, so we lit the fire.
Yeah.
And we're putting up the Christmas tree, and all of a sudden it's like, what what's going on? And then I stop and I turn around and look toward the living room and I see it's like hazy in the living room. I'm like, George, I think smoke is coming in here. Like, what's going on? So, of course, one more thing had to be fixed in the house. We had to get a chimney company to come and kind of refurbish our chimney, clean it out. And it was like, it had like gaps in the mortar or whatever. And the little flue thing that opens and closes it, the dampener, was broken. So it was always open.
Yeah. So there's this weird thing with like chimneys and the airflow. So when you start a fire, you can't just start it off all willy-nilly. You have to kind of prime it so that the airflow starts going up and out instead of coming through. Right, and start it
into your living room.
Yeah, and then there's this cover, this thing that you open, you know, this metallic or iron thing that you open that will let air go through, or you can close it so air is not coming back through, so you have some kind of protection. Because imagine leaving that open.
Yeah, imagine if it's the summertime and you have that, your chimney open. Well, all that hot air is going to make its way into the house. Yeah. So you don't want that. So you want to be able to close it. But
so that I learned a lot. Yeah. Like, yeah, you got to prime thing. It. You got to open the flue. Yeah. I mean, open the dampener and prime the chimney. Yeah. But of course.
So that thing was like broken. Half open, half closed, and like broken in a position.
Rusted.
And so, of course, we're like, great. So the entire time after we moved in last year, we didn't get to enjoy the fireplace, not even once.
And?
Because here's another thing about cold weather fireplaces.
We didn't do it after it got fixed?
Mm-mm.
Huh.
No. Because here's another thing about cold weather and fireplaces. The chimney companies are jam-packed full of business in the cold months. So you can't even get on their schedule until they're like, I called a few chimney places and it was like December 1st or something, or November 25th. And they were like, all right, we can fit you in January 31st. And I was like, really? Are you serious? And like, yep, this is our season. And especially in a place like New Orleans, no one thinks about their fireplace until they absolutely need it on those couple cold. So it has to get cold for people in New Orleans to be like, oh, right, I need to get the chimney swept or I need to get the chimney refurbished. So every place I called was like, oh, I can fit you on end of January, early February. So I was like, great. Okay, I guess we'll do that. So that whole winter last year when we moved in, we didn't get to use the fireplace after that first time.
Really? I forgot about that.
Yeah, we didn't get to use it at all. So we had them come. We had them refurbish the fireplace, clean it out, pour new mortar, do whatever the things were.
We got lucky there was already a gas line going to it.
Yeah, so there was a gas line close to our fireplace. But I was like, George, should we add a gas lighter into the fireplace? So we did that, and it's probably been like the best
decision. Because you don't have to like get it going and put the logs a certain way. Yeah. You just dump the logs, heat it up enough to get started, and then you don't waste that much gas, you know, either. I like the way that we have it now, where it's just more of a starter for the gas.
Right.
But, man, it's so easy. Oh, but those weeks that after we mistakenly started that fire, the soot smell
was lingering. I think that's another reason we didn't do it, because I think they came around, like, January 30th or something. They said, this is the first appointment. So we took it. They refurbished it. It was done beginning of February. And we still had some cold days, a little here and there. Little bit cold, but I think you and I were completely over back in November when we put up the Christmas tree and we had 3 weeks of soot smell in the house after that.
Yeah, we were done.
We didn't want to light a fire.
Yeah,
we didn't even want to,
because we cleaned well, but it stuck to that Christmas tree.
Right, as long as we had our Christmas tree up, you could smell the smell of fireplace soot.
So
we were just forget, like, nah, we're remember. Good. Right. So when they refurbished it all, we're just like, meh, we're good until next year. Well, next year is now, and what was it, a week ago, week and a half, I saw on the weather app we're gonna have our first couple of days of cold weather, and I was like, we should light a fire. And it was like George had just remembered we had a fireplace. Yeah. He was like, oh yeah, we should light a,
because I like indoors too, because we used to do it a lot outdoors, but it would be your only heat source. So you'd really have to be really close to it. You have to keep it going. You have to cover it. And it was more maintenance. So to do it inside is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's funny because if you know the weather's coming, you can make it to like Home Depot and buy the firewood.
Yeah.
And there's still some there. But man, after that first one hits, everybody buys all the firewood. And so we went to Walmart and they had firewood. And the only reason there were some, I think, is because that section, the garden section, was closed, or people thought you couldn't access it. Yeah, no,
it's a local Walmart, so it seems like the doors won't open. Like, it seems like the doors are broken. So we witnessed people trying to go out to the garden center and the doors wouldn't open. People were like, oh, well, and just turned around. No, George and I are persistent. We went and found a Walmart employee like, these doors won't open. And we see firewood up there. And she's like, oh, they will. And she helped us like pry them open.
Yeah.
So we got some firewood.
Got some firewood. So it's nice. We have a little collection, a couple of bundles. But
yeah,
it's cool. You learn like, people out here have different sources for their firewood and things like that that we're trying to take advantage of.
Yeah.
I just want some firewood, you know, for like the winter, you know.
We have a couple banana trees outside that you can cut down.
Yeah.
If you want to use that.
That's one thing I can do. Cut down some banana trees. Been wanting to do that for a while.
Hmm. Okay. All right.
My bravery though for burning things is not as good inside as it is outside. So remember we used to put like the mail and trash that and Trader Joe's bags.
Yeah, I used to hoard stuff when we had our little outdoor fire pit, and I'd be like, ooh, this is a old,
this will burn well.
This is an old bill, or this is like a junk mail. Oh, we can put this out in the fire pit. Well, last night, George bought a new game. And you know how sometimes games come with little cardboard cutouts? Like, there'll be little game pieces, but you got to pop them out of the cardboard. Well, he had this cardboard template. He had like three of them. And he's like, should we throw this in the fire? And I was like, oh, no.
Not the indoor fire.
Why would we do that? Because it sort of feels like you're going to poison yourself or something.
It's just like if something goes wrong, though, on the inside one, you have to be so careful. Something goes wrong, it goes really wrong.
I would have thrown like an old milk carton in the outside one. I would have thrown like some old used...
leftover gasoline.
Yeah, some old...
turpentine.
Some used bandages. But inside...
You would save those because you're like, oh, I know where to do this later.
I went and had blood drawn on June 15th, but I saved the old bandages until November 30th.
Should we give these clothes to the clothes drive for the summer solstice and, I don't know, for whatever occasion?
Summer solstice.
Winter solstice.
Wait, you're going to give clothes for a solstice?
Yeah. Have you heard of that?
No.
Are you so behind the times? Everybody's doing it.
I guess I am. That seems really weird.
In the middle of summer.
What are you giving? Capes and hoods for the winter solstice?
Your thickest jackets for the summer solstice.
Could you imagine? I need to donate some clothes. It's almost the solstice.
Little kids all across the country are hot as heck and they need more warmth.
Oh my goodness. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but we didn't give away clothes. We burned it instead. Electronics burn really well.
One time, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but one time in a class, I went to like the GT classes in school, and we were so bored in that class. We had like future problem solving projects to do and stuff, but you know, you gotta have thinking, creativity time aside from that. So we were bored aside from that, and there was an old TV, like an old console TV in there, and me and my friend Lee just decided to try and take it apart. And we got to like this like cathode ray tube or something part of it that was like, you open up the back of this TV and you get to this part that says like, caution, like don't open this part, it has like gases inside. And we psyched each other up so much that immediately we're like, do you have a headache? I feel like I have... Do you feel dizzy or nauseous? I feel like I do too. And so for the rest of the class, we were just quiet and still. Because we felt like we went too far with like trying to take apart
the
TV.
Would you do the nervous glances at each other?
We did, yes. And we were just like, I don't feel so good.
Do you feel it? Yeah, I do.
Yeah, like, we shouldn't have tried to take that TV apart in class. Like, that went too far. Like, I think maybe we poisoned ourselves.
That's the worst.
Yeah, so, lesson, kids. Don't throw electronics into the fire.
Yes. Did I say go ahead and do that?
No, not at all.
Oh, I just said they burn well.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, what's your favorite memory of winter? What do you look forward to the most when it comes to winter?
You know, I do have a... I have a special winter memory that I like. My mom's always a Christmas fanatic, and she'll, like, spend like crazy buying Christmas gifts and things, like unnecessary things she doesn't have to do. But I do always remember growing up that one thing my dad liked to do was to take us to get a Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. And he did that every year. And you got to know my dad to know that he wasn't the most, like, quote unquote, family oriented or like spent a lot of time with us or whatever. We could have a million awards banquets at school and he wouldn't come to any, but he always made time every year to say, let's go get a Christmas tree. I feel like that was something he enjoyed. That was the one thing about him. If he liked doing something, he was all about it, you know? So I felt like he liked to go pick out Christmas trees. So every year it would be like me, my mom, my dad, my sister. We get in the car, we go pick out a Christmas tree, which was like odd for us all to do something together. So that's a fun holiday nostalgic type memory. That's like going to pick out a Christmas tree is fun.
You kind of got me into these Christmas traditions, like picking out the tree, playing the music, cooking, like, you know, you're usually baking something, setting up the lights, that kind of stuff. So
yeah,
that's my favorite part.
Oh,
doing it together, yeah. Uh-huh. I can't wait. I know that there's like certain rules that you follow, like no Christmas music till after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I can't take any Christmas music till after. And people will staunchly disagree with that, but I feel like you gotta respect every holiday. When it's Halloween, it's Halloween.
Don't be talking about Thanksgiving during Halloween.
No,
but seriously. I want to dress up as a Thanksgiving turkey for Halloween. Just out of straight, what do you call it?
Defiance.
You know, just waddling around.
Right. No, I'm a
or
big...
a pilgrim.
I'm a big, like, let's take the time. Because the more we try to rush things in general, the more we help time fly by. And I feel like time is going so fast. Let's stop and enjoy the individual increments of times and holidays and whatever. Let's give Halloween its due. Let's then pivot to Thanksgiving. Give Thanksgiving its due. Fully embrace the time, being thankful, being fall. Not winter, fall. I'm talking brown and orange and yellow, people. Not red and green and white. Like, let's embrace those times and fully enjoy them before we move on to the next one. But yeah, so I think, you know, traditions are important, but don't start them too soon.
Yeah. I'm not catching listening to the music. Yeah. Like I actually played Christmas music a little bit when I was in the garage. And then I just like said, Google stop.
Did you really? Yeah. Today?
The other day when I first got it.
Well,
I was like, it's not that time.
But you know what? To each his own. Don't let me influence you. Like, if I'm not around.
Oh, I felt horrible and guilty. I only wanted to say in on the public radio so that nothing would happen to me.
But if I'm not around and that makes you happy, you should do it.
No, but there's also about self-regulation, you know? Like, then I'm going to be, like, overwhelmed. Middle December, I'm like,
By December 17th, you're like, if you don't shut off Jingle Bells,
that I will slap Mariah Carey in the mouth.
Oh, me too, but for totally different reasons, sir. Totally different reasons.
How is that lady the top selling Christmas music maker? Like
it's
nobody
that one
has,
song, like,
nobody has,
I
like,
don't
overpassed.
It's that one song.
But what made that song so popular? I don't understand. I don't see it in movies.
Time and place.
Even Christmas music, movies, you
no,
don't see that?
No, I feel like it is. But I also feel like time and place. Like she got in the right time with a hit. She's a great singer. There's not many people out there that can do that five octave scale. She's one of them, so she legit has a talent. So just hits a mark with people.
Not impressed. all right. So thank you, babies, for joining us for this episode of A Cold Winter Currently. Currently cold in winter.
Yep.
That's what we'll call it.
Burr.
Burr.
Bill Burr.
Also an avid listener. Fun fact. All right. Love you, babies. Stay warm.
Bye, babies.